In CI News this week, the Prime Minister has been urged not to pursue a full trans-inclusive ban on so-called conversion practices. Scandal-hit LGBT group Mermaids is reprimanded by the Charity Commission over multiple failings. And the Welsh Parliament votes not to support legalising assisted suicide. Hello, and welcome to CI News on the 25th of October. I'm Rhys Curnow. 140 doctors, politicians and others have urged the Prime Minister to abandon plans to bring forward a full trans-inclusive ban on conversion practices. Writing to Sir Keir Starmer, the signatories said that under similar legislation in the Australian state of Victoria, parents may be committing conversion therapy by objecting to their child taking puberty blockers or cross-sex hormones. The letter warned that a proposed law also risks criminalising psychological support, which does not unconditionally affirm children to transition, such as pausing for reflection or exploring contributing factors. In truth, the real conversion taking place is that of children who are being led to believe, in schools and elsewhere, that it is possible to be born in the wrong body. We believe that your focus should be squarely on tackling that. Church leaders are also concerned the proposals could criminalise pastoral conversations, following the Minister for Women and Equality's comments that a law would only protect non-directive support to those exploring their sexual orientation or gender identity. The Children's Commissioner for England has said parents who lightly discipline their children should be subject to prosecution. Dame Rachel D'Souza suggested that parents cannot be trusted to discipline their own children and called for the legal defence of reasonable chastisement to be removed from the statute books. Despite admitting there are already protections for children enshrined in law in England, D'Souza said it is now time to go further. The Children's Commissioner claimed that a ban on smacking is necessary to keep children safe and to stop lower-level violence from escalating. Responding to Dame Rachel's remarks, Be Reasonable spokesman Simon Calvert commented, "There are lots of parents who know that tapping a tot on the behind to help them understand the importance of listening to mummy and daddy is one of the many techniques good parents use as part of raising healthy kids. The Children's Commissioner should be focusing on kids who are being badly parented, not kids who are being well parented." Controversial pro-trans group Mermaids has been wrapped by the Charity Commission following an investigation into its governance and activities. The investigation was launched amid concerns the charity was promoting inaccurate information on puberty-blocking drugs and supplying teenage girls with chest binders without parental consent. It follows revelations that one of its trustees had previously promoted paedophilia. On its website, Mermaids claimed puberty blockers are safe and reversible, but the Charity Commission noted that research on the long-term effects of the drugs is limited, and that a number of side effects were known to the charity. It therefore ordered Mermaids to remove this statement. The charity was also aware of the numerous side effects of chest binders, worn to flatten breasts and make them appear more masculine, but argued the products were available online and that providing them alongside guidance would reduce harm. However, the Commission said this does not take into account the possible persuasive effect on young people being supplied with such products by a registered charity. And with regard to Mermaid's former trustee, the regulator stated that an internet search would have exposed his past and branded the failure of the organisation to perform due diligence mismanagement. And finally, members of the Welsh Parliament have rejected a motion calling for the legalisation of assisted suicide in England and Wales. On Wednesday, in a free vote, MSs refused to endorse assisted suicide in principle or back a Westminster-imposed change in the law by 26 votes to 19, with 9 abstentions. First Minister Eluned Morgan and Health Minister Jeremy Miles both voted against the proposals, along with a further 9 of their Welsh Labour colleagues. The Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, commented, "This fantastic result shows that many politicians are persuaded by the strong arguments against changing the law." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.